This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. DNA testing and changes in law enforcement. Two stories now, and we'll begin in Wisconsin. Jury selection begins there today in the trial of a man named Stephen Avery. DNA evidence once exonerated him after 18 years in prison for a rape he did not commit. Now, in a different case, he's accused of murder. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Mickelson reports.
The tiny town of Mishicot, Wisconsin, looks like a postcard of rural America. Blue skies, rolling hills, lush farmland, and church steeples. It's hard to imagine anything bad could happen here. But this town has been rocked by a horrific crime. The torture, mutilation, and murder of 25-year-old Teresa Halbach. Mishicot has a main street with a general store, a barber shop, a cozy corner cafe, and a pub called Chiller's, where the regulars gather to talk. It's noon on Saturday, and 40-year-old Mike Nye, who's lived here his entire life, has just ordered a beer. The jukebox is loud as Nye watches his friends play pool. Nye says he grew up with the Avery family and is good friends with Stephen Avery's brothers. But he doesn't know the accused very well, because for most of Nye's adult life, Stephen Avery has been behind bars.
If it's true, it's pretty sick. If it's not, set the guy free. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Stephen Avery became a celebrity of sorts in 2003. He garnered national attention after being released from prison for a rape that he did not commit. He had served 18 years of a 32-year sentence. On the day he was released, Milwaukee TV reporter Peter Linton Smith arranged an interview. He drove up to Mishicot and sat at the Avery family kitchen table and talked with the former prisoner.
He had a long beard, but he had short hair. So it was kind of an interesting appearance. He looked completely bewildered. He looked confused and puzzled. And the interesting thing was that he had trouble interacting emotionally with his family. His family was there hugging and kissing him, and he didn't know what to do.
Smith says he was struck by Avery's humility and by his quiet nature. It was the Wisconsin Innocence Project that helped set Avery free, eventually producing the DNA evidence proving he was wrongly convicted. While co-founder Keith Findley says it was one of his greatest accomplishments, his bubble burst when Avery was arrested just over a year ago for the Halbach murder.
When I heard that he was a suspect and had been charged, it was really a shock. It was a devastating blow. It was very certainly very upsetting to all of us.
Eric Ferrero is with the Innocence Project in New York City, which has helped free nearly 200 wrongly convicted people nationwide.
There's only one other case in the country where somebody was convicted of a serious crime after being proven innocent through DNA.
Avery's lawyers say they'll argue their client was framed in this murder case. Prosecutors, though, will argue they have solid evidence that will prove Stephen Avery is guilty, the same type of evidence that freed him from 18 years in prison, his DNA. For NPR News, I'm Marty Mickelson.